الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. As we had explained in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls upon the believers that they must believe. That is not just the outward form of believing, but the reality of believing. And that is what we must see and check each one for us ourselves. How much have I got iman on the reality of iman? We have a capsule and there must be the medicine inside also, not an empty capsule. And then the amount of strength of that medicine, according to that a person will benefit. So the iman, well, it's not just enough to say that we have brought Islam. Like the Bedouin said, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. Allah says, don't say that we have brought iman. قُلْ أَسْلَمْنَا. We have submitted. And وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When iman will enter in your heart, then you have got the right to say that I have got iman. So with regard to that, we discuss very, very briefly, rightly about iman on Allah Ta'ala. And then on the malaika. And then on the kitabs, which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. And the final kitab, the Quran Sharif. And then wa rusulihi, we have to have iman on all the prophets also, all the rasuls. The rasuls are those who are more superior than the anbiya. That is, they were given a kitab of their own and a shariat of their own. A Nabi came and he revived the teachings of the Rasul. He wasn't given a new shariat. He just followed in the shariat of the previous Rasul. But the Rasuls are those who have been given a complete, full shariat also. So we believe in all the Rusul, all the Prophets, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, all the Rasuls. And for particularly, our iman is on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person should think with regard to this aspect. If I say I bring iman on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the Rasul of Allah, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that enough for me? When in the qabr I'll be asked, مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. What do you say about this personality, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So my iman that I said, I've got iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, that suffices us. What is required here, that those who followed in the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is called iman, when I believe that he is the messenger of Allah and Allah has sent him. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have a perfect model and example in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So have I made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my model in my life? Have I made him my role model? And do I follow in his ways? From the time we get up, each one must see that when I get up, do I get up how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get up? And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, every detail of his life has been given to us. It is among the various reasons why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had so many wives, so that his private life can also be recorded. One sahabi asked, somebody told a sahabi who used to write down everything of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So somebody told him, don't write down everything. Because sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely happy. And when you are extremely happy, you are like besides yourself. And you say things perhaps which you should not be saying. Or if you are extremely angry. And then also you say things which you should not be saying. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that correct? Must I not write down everything? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, write everything down. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak anything of his own desire, his own wishes. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, whatever he said from the time of Nabuwat, in his life of Nabuwat, it was also all from Allah Ta'ala. Allah explains the two different types of wahi. The wahi, which is the Quran Sharif, is called wahiyya matlu. That wahi which is recited. We make tilawat, we read the Quran Sharif. And the other wahi is also wahi, ghair matlu. We don't make tilawat of Hadith Sharif like we make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Or we don't refer to all the hadith and repeat them, which in action Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is a role model from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to make him our role model. So each one think, like when I get up in the morning, do I read those duas? Do I get up, how do I rub my hands on my eyes and my face when I get up? Then when I go to toilet, do I read the duas, or in which way do I get up? Do I stretch my hands out broad and yawn loudly and make some funny sounds and that? Do we get up like that, or do we get up how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up? When we go to the toilet, how do I go? Do I enter with the left leg? Do I read the dua, etc.? Everything, my wudu, is it just a slapdash wudu, or do I read the duas of wudu? Do I make the niyat? If a person says Bismillah walhamdulillah before wudu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's practice, as long as that wudu remains, the farishtas are making dua for you. And so much virtues of all wudu. Do I even think about that? Do I make it according to that? So our whole life, eating time, when I eat, have I got that same aqidah which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that this food doesn't benefit me, doesn't harm me. It is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. And then am I eating for the taste of the food? Am I eating just because it's eating time, though I'm not hungry, and I'm just eating? That wasn't the way of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. And therefore, when we eat, we have to have juice also. We have to have achars and some chutneys also. All this is when a person is really hungry. In fact, it is said that the sign of a person is being hungry is when the food is brought. If they brought the roti, the bread first, then you start eating it without the curry also. And if the curry comes first, you start eating it without the bread. You don't wait. That is a sign that a person is hungry. But when a person needs some chutney also, and he needs some juice also, then it is that what is called lukma dhakel. That the morsel lukma, you have to push it down. So you need that chutney. If you are hungry, you won't worry what food it is you will eat. When you are not hungry, the food is not right. It's too hot, it's too cold. There's no salt in the food. All complaints all the time. So what is our eating pattern? Like the gluttons of this world, the kuffar, they have competition in eating. Who can eat the most? And they eat so much like animals they eat. So is my life also like that? We have a party and we also see how much we can eat compared to one another. Who can eat the most, etc. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should in fact eat the least. Is that does that come in our mind? And to eat while eating, to say Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Even when we are called righteous, pious people, you don't hear that at all. And we think for ourselves, do we say Bismillah when we eat? So our whole lifestyle, that is called Iman bir Rasul. That not only that we say the words, I believe, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having iman on it, this is what Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. You are claiming you have got iman, bring the reality of that iman in your life, that your whole life is on the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when that is the case, then we'll find there is no place, there is no time for birthday parties, for example, for Valentine's Day, for Father's Day and Mother's Day, because that was not in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There will be no time for all this paddle tennis and all the other sports. There was no sports like this. When following in the way of the kuffar, their sports, one is the shabbu bil kuffar. That is, we imitate the kuffar. And we have to see in our lives. We read in our namaz every rakat, a good musalli also. He or the imam reads on his behalf, ghayril maghdubi alayhim. I'm not going to follow the ways of those you are angry on. That is the ways of the Jews. Waladdallin, and neither the ways of the Christians. In essence, all those that are contrary to sunnah, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I won't follow in that ways. But in my namaz, I got a t-shirt, I got a bermuda, or I've got all the dressing like them. And with my tongue I'm saying it, how oblivious, how unmindful, how deceitful aren't we? We are saying to Allah Ta'ala that I want the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And everything I'm doing while I'm in namaz, while I'm asking the dua, is the opposite of that. So how deceitful are we not? Like a person, like one lady says, I'm not an extremist. I make namaz also, 5 times I pray also, and I watch TV also. So that is like saying, I eat health food also, and I eat poison also. I eat health food, and I take drugs also. We say we are followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we do everything of those people who hated Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, don't follow in their ways at all. Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara. Go against the ways of the Yahud and Nasara. We follow in that ways, and yet we claim that I've got iman on Rasul. This reality of iman, not just the words, this reality has to come into us. Similarly, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw the Jews of Medina keeping roza on the 10th of Muharram, and he asked them the reason, and he said that because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also kept, and ordered the ummah to keep also, and then said, that we will go against their way. We won't only keep on the 10th, we will keep on the 9th and the 10th, and the 10th and the 11th also. So that is what our way should be. Today, Darul Iftas received a question to this extent, that how is it a person keeps Rosa on the 9th and the 11th, and he doesn't keep on the 10th? The main day is the 10th, and he said, how is it a person if he keeps Rosa on the 9th and the 11th? Which direction are we going? How we are gone wrong completely. So we have our priorities in order, and then to follow in the proper style of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, scribe, the writer of wahi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when at one time, when they were negotiating, when Muslims were overtaking country after country, and in the overtaking with the previous government, they were having discussions. While they were eating, one morsel of food that fell out of the plate without any hesitance, without any thought, not a second thought, no thought, he picked it up, he cleaned it, and he ate it. Then the person sitting next to him, who was not of that caliber and that level, he said, don't do such a thing. These people are very sophisticated, very like modern, very smart people. They will take offense to this. While eating and you do this, they will take offense. Loudly, Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَيْ الْحُمَقَى. Must I give up the sunnah of my Nabi for these stupid people? Today, many of our people want that we mustn't call the stupid people by stupid. So, if you don't, mustn't call them stupid, we'll call them stupid. That is what they are. And the demand of iman is, Allah calls them nowhere. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Allah says, the munafiqeen. So that is what they are. Today their love has come so much in there, and the respect for them is so much in our hearts that we want to respect them and we want to show honor towards them. And on the other hand, for deen and the people of deen, we don't have that respect, we don't have that feeling. So we should check our iman on all aspects. And with regard to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his sunnahs, are they the priority in our lives? Is sports the priority in my life? And one is tashabbu bil kuffar, and one is to follow the kuffar. And in the sports today, who and who is not involved? Good people. Just now a person wrote, and he says that, I have given up following the sports, but still I find myself just checking on the scores, etc. So this thing is just not going out of our lives. And was that in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's life was jihad, making effort for deen. And that doesn't come in the remotest corner of our mind. A person who has got iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be concerned for the enlivenment of deen. And if necessary for jihad, he will be prepared. His life is not important to him. The deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command of Allah is important. That is if we have got iman bi Rasul. And when we'll be asked in the qabr, if we have got that level of iman, then we will be able to answer. And any one of us, see the condition of our houses. Do they resemble in any way a house that could be called the house of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In size, in simplicity, in anything whatsoever? Or do our houses 100% comply to the houses of the kuffar? How we will see in magazines, how their bedroom, how their kitchen, how their bathroom are. And we aspire, ours also must be like that. Everything we try and copy. What kind of gardens they got, we must have. We will have a swimming pool because they got. Whether we swim in it, not at all ever, or just one season. And after that, whole life, we must look after the swimming pool, but we hardly swim in it. We hardly enjoy it. And now we just have, and to maintain a swimming pool is an expensive exercise. It's not a small thing. And if you don't maintain it, it's a very sore sight. How does a pool look if you don't maintain it? Now, all this, did Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam have a swimming pool? Did Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam go for holidays? How we go for holidays? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Siyahatu ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah. My ummah's touring and traveling is making jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Where are we? Which level are we? And if we don't correct ourselves before maut comes, and nobody knows when maut will come, how will we answer in the qabr? And those who cannot answer, the farishta on each question which you can't answer, they start smiting you, hitting you with the big hammers. It comes in a riwayat of Mishkat Sharif, those malaika who afterwards who come to punish you, they've got such huge, heavy hammers that if they have to hit one shot on the biggest mountain of the world, it will be smashed to smotherings. And they will be appointed to hit that person in the qabr. And the farishtas are 100% obedient to the commands of Allah. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ وَيَلَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They don't disobey without slight, but they do fully what they have been commanded. But in spite of that, Allah made those malaika deaf and blind. They can't see your suffering, that perhaps they should have taken pity on you. They can't hear your screaming. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the creation hears the screaming of the people of the qabr besides jinn and ins. They don't hear it, the other creation. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, had I not have the fear that you should stop burying your dead, I should make dua that Allah Ta'ala shows you, let you hear what is the condition of the people of the qabr. We hardly go to Qabristan. If we go And our qabristans are also in such a way, it is also kept so neat and tidy that we don't think of mort. And to go to the qabristan is not to make isale sawab. That can be made, and it should be made daily from wherever we are. It is, we go to the qabristan to remind ourselves, this is my abode. I'm coming from my big house, luxurious mansion, but this is my final abode. What have I prepared for this life of mine? Well, tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Each person should think and ponder what I have sent forward for tomorrow. Quran Sharif has referred to Qiyamat as ghad, and qabr is even before that. What have I sent forward for my qabr? All are worried, and we are checking and double checking and rechecking my bank statement. All my money is there. My properties, all my title deeds, all my investments, everything is in order. Did we ever check what have I sent for the qabr? Whether I've got some provision there, what have I done for a person who has got iman on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be his condition. His life will be according to the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's pattern of life with his wives, how he treated his wives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best of you is he who treats his wives the best. And I treat my wives the best, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So how do we treat our wives? What kind of language we use? A person who's got iman, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my role model. And then consider what our language is. What our attitude is with our wives. And especially, and today is the time we are living in such an era that one person, a father, how angry and what he was speaking against his wife, his children, they recorded him. And they send the record, but where we going to open and listen to that also? But can imagine and just think that how he must have spoken and what he must have said. And all this is, on the other hand, we have to have that iman also. The Kiram and Katibin are recording everything, each and everything. And this will be presented to us on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be told to us, Iqra' kitabak. Read your own report. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You yourself are the proof, and it is, you can see for yourself. And you make your decision whether you have passed or failed, whether you should go to Jannat or Jahannam. So in the Surah Qiyamah, that balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Every insan knows his own condition thoroughly. That will be Qiyamah Day, but even all of us, nobody knows the next person's, even the husband doesn't know the wife's whole life history and all the what she might have done in secrecy. The wife doesn't know what the husband has done, but every person himself he knows. We might have forgotten, but from time to time, we remember again. I even did that. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. And basira, he thoroughly well knows his own condition. Walau alqa ma'azira. Though he make me excuses. And today I don't do such things. We don't behave like that. But when we do behave, then it is open day in front of us. So a person who believes on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what his character should be, what his life should be like. When the Tatars invaded, the Mongolians, the Tatars, they invaded the Islamic Khilafat, Baghdad, etc. at that time. Why they also invaded? Because the Muslims had no Islam in their lives. And what massacres they had done, because there was no Islam in their lives. But there were still people who, also we must remember, that Allah's azab come, even if the people are salihun, they are righteous and pious. And in fact, with those righteous and pious people who only worry with their own ibadah, and they don't worry about correcting other people in this world, they are also caught in that azab. Qiyamah, they will be separated. But those who are muslihun, who worry of the other people with sincerity. First they worry of correcting themselves, and they correct other people. They are spared year two, and year they are given the reward of 50 sahaba for protecting the deen. And qiyam akhirat also, they will be saved completely. So are we promoting the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And afterwards, when such people were left, after all the massacres and all the terrible consequences of their invasion, then when such people made contact with them and just gave them a simple da'wat of Islam, because Islam was in their lives, they accepted Islam. And in a short while, those who conquered the lands and conquered the Muslims, Islam conquered them. And they became Muslims and devoted Muslims. And they served the cause of Islam. So that is what we have to have, that iman in us. But we are doing all the wrong things. We are doing all the haram things. And then today is the time also that we have a very simple and easy scapegoat. And that it is jadu. People are making jadu on me. That's why I'm like this, I'm like that. We are falling prey to our nafs. We are doing all the haram. Our business we are not doing correctly. Our marital relationship, we have extramarital relationships, etc. All the wrong things we do. We eat the wrong food. And then we say, my health is, and we're blaming somebody else for our health. We eating all the wrong food. The wrong food we are eating. The quantity, how much we are eating, etc. All these things. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is a perfect role model for us. One Christian doctor came to Medina Sharif, and for 6 months, not one patient. When he met one Sahabi, he said, "You look to be a very wise person. How is it 6 months? I've got my surgery, not one patient." He said, "Our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us to eat only when we are hungry. And we must stop eating when there is still some hunger left. We eating for time, when it's time to eat. Whether we are hungry or not, we are full, but still we are eating. And we eating over the limit, far over the limit." So that is our So where is our iman on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It's not just the words that I brought iman on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we have brought iman, iman is that conviction that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is my role model in life. As a husband, I will live like a husband like him. As a father, I will be a father like him. As a everything that how Nabi, who of us even thinks of finding out what was the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a husband? Who was he as a father? We don't even think about it. As a neighbor, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam has given all the teachings, all the details. Where have you got, we got time for 5 minutes for ta'lim in the house also, to find out what was the life? And yet we say that I have to do everything according to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we're not interested in finding out also. And those who do find out, who become alims, the most it is we got the knowledge, but we're not making the amal on it. We're not practicing on that sunnah. Any group of people follow the sunnah, it will shine out to the ummah, and it will bring the great rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Changes will come in our lives. Today, generally, a person, for example, he goes to Maktab Madrasa for about, say, 7 years. He completed his Nazara. Another 3 years, he became Hafiz. That's 10 years. Another 6, 8 years, he became Alim. That's 18. Then he does perhaps 2 years. He becomes a Mufti, he becomes a Qari, he does some Takhassus, some over 20 years of studies. He gets married, and the first morning after his marriage, he's not there for Fajr Namaz. Now, what did we learn? After learning for 20 years, and we are not present there for Fajr Namaz, after our first night with our wife, then what did we learn? So this is that life has to come, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Under all circumstances, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, towards the end of his life, he couldn't go and support himself going to the masjid. Two sahaba held him on the two sides and took him to the masjid. But he didn't give up going to the masjid. And when he became so ill and he couldn't make the imamate, then also they took him. And he told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make the imamate. So as somebody said, our eyebrows are sore, and we say, today I can't go for namaz. As if eyebrows also get sore. Or today we just say, my nails are paining, so I can't go for namaz today. In other words, the small, no excuse, and we excuse ourselves from namaz. We know what is our condition. Forget the rest of the ummah. What is the attendance of the masjid? So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our Rasul, and we say we have brought iman, our life will be according to that. Attending namaz will be like that. Performance of namaz will be like that. Each and every aspect. So that is what it means that I brought iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Otherwise, let it not be that we are just fooling ourselves. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we find the qabr, and then there we can't answer the question about who is this personality. If we didn't know the sunnahs, we didn't practice them, we were mad sports fans, or music, some singer is our role model, is our idol. Some soccer player is our idol. Some film star is our idol. And how, unfortunately, how many Muslim youngsters, boys, girls, this is our life. Sports is our life. Education. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did he have this education of all the things of this dunya? Or did he come to teach us deen? Dunya's education in its limits is permitted and it's alright, no problem. But with all the filth and dirt in it, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never stood for this. And today it is our prime object. So much so, parents will say, I want to give my children the best of education. And they give them the worst of education. That education where the children start believing that our parents were monkeys. Where can that be the best education? That education where they believe the whole world came about with one big bang. With a bang, everything breaks. It's not made. And that is what is there. Some people visited one father whose daughter got 7 distinctions. And they were complimenting him. He said, if she had one distinction of listening to me, I should be very happy. I have to pay. And who is a father? A father is the natural bank where you just draw money from. And you just do what you want to. So the children, the parents have to spend on their clothing. The parents have to spend on their food. Everything of theirs. But they are not ours. They are fully for the education system which they are in. They pay more attention to the teacher, to the principal. They got no time for it. But we must pay the bills all the time. And a school, as somebody has defined it, is where you pay and the children play. That is what is called a school. So you must pay all the exorbitant fees, the textbooks, the uniforms, everything you must pay, and they are just playing there all the time. So what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teach us? What was the lifestyle? So if we claim that I believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and I'm true in my words when I say Muhammadur Rasulullah, Amantu bi Rasulillah, then our lifestyle will be completely different. So it's very important we check ourselves, otherwise mort is on its way. Very soon it will come, and all we try and just bluff ourselves, make fools of other people, make fools of ourselves, and just keeping ourselves happy that I'm a Muslim, I'm a good Muslim. Even if we are reading our Durood Sharif, but we haven't brought any of the sunnahs in our life. We haven't brought the basic belief of sunnah, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then where are we? Allah give us tawfiq. Opened our blind eyes. Allah ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why don't you travel in the earth? That was for the revelation of the ayat. And generally also, فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونُ لَكُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. You'll have hearts which will have brains in that. You'll be able to understand. وَآذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and ears which can hear. And then فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَار, it's not the eyes of the head that are blind, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُور, the eyes of the heart which are in your bosom, those eyes are blind. We only see like animals see. We only see like kuffar see. But with the eyes of the heart, we cannot see. And if we are driving, we can see somebody is walking across the road, I must block, I must save myself. That is, a kafir also sees that. But if it's a strange woman, and I'm gaping at her, that the eyes of the heart are blind to see that I'm looking at my danger, I'm looking at my destruction. It's not. In fact, we are looking at our fun when we are looking at other women. So, and when we look at our own wives, no pleasure, no enjoyment. Looking at other women, filthy women, dirty women, women who have got all types of disease in them. No iman, but they mean so much to us. So where is our iman? So Allah give us tawfiq that we become concerned and correct our iman. And for that we need to come closer to deen, come to the ulama, come to the majalis, make our islah, make the zikr of Allah. If we make the niyat at least and we start moving in that direction, Allah won't deprive us. And when we will get the person who has found Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his role model, ask him for rereading Durood Sharif, what sweetness on his tongue. For otherwise, for us to get to read Durood Sharif is very hard. We can't read. It doesn't mean anything to us. Durood doesn't mean. And for a person whose iman is made, durood is a great pleasure for that person. Tilawat of Quran, the zikr of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.